VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's September 11th. It's the 18th anniversary of terrorist attacks on the United States. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Those who are old enough likely remember where they were when hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The president says he remembers, too.
I vividly remember when I first heard the news.
President Trump says he was watching TV when the news broke.
I was looking out of a window from a building in Midtown Manhattan, directly at the World Trade Center, when I saw a second plane at a tremendous speed go into the second tower. It was then that I realized the world was going to change.
The president spoke at the Pentagon, where one of the hijacked planes crashed on 9/11. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump says his now departed 33rd National Security Advisor, John Bolton, was not getting along with people and that he had made mistakes. Bolton says he offered to resign Monday night. Mr. Trump says he was fired. The explanation for Bolton's exit seems to be that his foreign policy views too often veered away from administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend. He later said the year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. There's no word yet on how the White House will act on a U.S. troop withdrawal that was part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that's almost 18 years old. And health officials in the United States are issuing urgent warnings about the possible dangers of e-cigarettes and vaping, which have been linked to lung illness. This is VOA News. A Scottish court has ruled that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's 5-week suspension